Blog Talk Radio.
Because God is by your side.
Listen to me. The name says it all. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Me bad like Achilles, me taking on Troy. Making me moves, you feeling me, boy. The Lion King, Mikasa Tsukasa. Lives in me like my name was Mufasa. The out of her life, serving me tight. Serving the Lord, me son and me wife. Who wants to walk up? Beautiful skinny like cocoa butter. Washing his feet like alabaster. Our master, our father, our father. We screaming all yada like Hama said proper. He's mighty indeed like K.U.D. Daughter. Split the Red Seas, the rock of our water. Kabi A.C., each other, a new rock king. Christ, easy as dynamite, and he's out of sight. Cause he's super duper cool, out of this world, he's like Michael. Off the wall, yeah, he's off the chains, over all the world. Yeah, he rules the world, was a title, undisputed heavyweight champion. He's the only one, read your Bible, cause there's nobody bigger and brighter and better than Elion. Yeah, he's number one, El Capitan. Chief executive, Mr. President, Prime Minister, ruler of everything. Importa, exporta, enforcer, the living water. He's the Alpha and Omega, Lord and Savior, nobody greater, greater than Rock.
The Holy Ghost fire's electric. Oh my joy. No praise God, come up ahead. Make a touch of ground. He talks to God in all day. See your mouth like pepper, your own. The neck like pyro. Your eyes that go wee wee oh. Oh no, jump.
Greatest one. Greater than anyone. Greater than great like the morning sun. Murdering demons like Jackie Chan. Bringing down giants like Jesse's son. Mind full of wisdom like Solomon. Rock it all, he's the silver one. Can't stop us now, so we just begun. We taking over like Ichiban. Number one, champion, one in a million. Greater, rock a brand new flavor. One and only savior. Greater is he that made ya. That's what that Jesus can save ya. Race is what he gave ya. Greatest heavyweight champion, rock.
You have it right there. Was GA2R, Gospel According to Rap, there in Lagos, Nigeria. We want to give them a shout out on tonight. Before that, you heard another brother there in Nigeria, remix Keep Walking, was our brother Mr. Push. We want to give him a shout out on tonight as well. We thank you all for tuning in on this evening to the Angel on Deck show. And we just thank God for his many blessings along with the voices of the nations. And we just thank God for everybody that is tuned in right now all over the world. Yes, I'm telling you, we got the tweets going. Also, we got the Facebook chats going, emails going. I'm trying to read and type and do all of the networking at the same time, and I'm just like laughing to myself, like, wow, this is this going to be a busy night, for real. But we just thank God once again for all of you tuning in. We got all of our African family tuning in right now. Yes, I'm telling you, we give a shout out to all of you that are up. I know it's late in Africa, but I really appreciate you all for staying up late in the night hour when I'm on in the evenings. I know when I'm on in the mornings, it's daytime, but around this time, it's like 1 a.m., 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. So I want to give a shout-out to all of Africa to start off, to all of our family there in Ghana tonight, those that are in Nigeria. We want to say God bless you to those in Kenya and Uganda. God bless you to those in Malawi, those in Togo, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Liberia, you name it, all over Ethiopia. We give God the glory, praise, and honor for y'all life on tonight. God bless you. To those here in America, we want to say God bless to Detroit. I am in Detroit. Also to those that is in certain parts of Michigan listening in now, we want to give you a shout out as well. To my brother DJ Reggie Reg. We thank God for him as well. We're going to get a little mix in tonight of his. And also, we want to give a shout-out to those of you in Texas, all of Texas. We want to say God bless to those of y'all in the L.A. Christ Bob. Woo! I'm telling y'all, we give a shout-out to Ace the Rhythm on tonight, also to Lady Mob, to Jay Scripture, to everybody that makes up, because there's so many names that's part of the Christ Mob. So I'm just going to say the whole Christ Mob fam there in L.A. and everywhere else you may be at. We just want to give a shout-out to you on tonight. God bless you. Y'all better send me one of them cars and them bikes while y'all playing. You better sit here and put Angel on deck on that truck or them cars or something. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to see the pages, y'all, these trucks and stuff. It's awesome. Also, we want to give a shout-out to those in Chicago on tonight, those that are in Florida. On all my Latino family, we want to say God bless you on tonight. Those in Mexico, Brazil, Australia, all over the world that's hearing this, we just want to say God bless you. This is a very great program tonight. We have a good club. I'm telling you, I thank God for his life, because every time I think about this brother, I'm telling you, it's just like, you know, it's almost, you know how y'all sometimes you feel like you really brothers and sisters, that you come out the same womb. I'm telling you, we share similar testimonies, right? But when I heard of DJ DMD, gospel recording hip-hop artist, I'm telling you, he's on the line with us now, but before I click him on, I want to give a good introduction right now. This brother here is awesome. A lot of y'all know him for back in the day of Circular Rap, known for the Southern hip-hop classics like So Real, featuring DJ Screw, 25 Liars. A lot of y'all know him for that, you know, but now we thank God that he's now a gospel recording hip-hop artist for the Lord, y'all. Ain't that nice? Mind, I'm telling you, it's awesome. It is awesome. And so when I first heard about him, you know, I thought, oh, okay, DJ DMD, and he rang the bell. A lot of my friends was like, you know, they knew him. Girl, you ain't heard 25 Liars? I said, no. I was listening to that rap that was talking about shoot your brother and stab in the back and blow your house up type stuff. For real. I ain't lying. I'm serious. A sister was twisted. For real. I was gone. But I heard about the 25 Liars. I went on YouTube and I said, let me, you know, find out about what this 25 Liars was. So I looked at it, right, and then I went up and read about, you know, him and everything, and I saw 25 Bibles, right? So I began to listen to 25 Bibles, and I'm telling you, when I heard that, I was so amped up, y'all, in charge. I was like, oh, my God. And I thank God we connected, and I played that song, and I played it, and it played, and it's still rocking on the show even today. And I'm so honored. I listened to his testimony. And we had him on the program a couple of months ago. He was on, and I think I was doing the top 12 artist countdown a few days after that, and he came first place. My God, the judges picked him to be first place. And it was just awesome. And, you know, it's been busy, I know, on his end as well on this end. But I thank God that he has brought him back. He brought God, connected us back together, and he's on with us tonight. And I'm telling you, it's just a wonderful thing. I thank the Lord that when he came on the first time, we did the whole, almost the whole 2 hours, I do believe, and it was awesome. I thank God for his wife. I want to give a shout out. I'm going to call you Mrs. DJ DMD. I thank God for his family and all of our family out there in Texas tonight. I just want to say God bless you. And before we click him on to let him have words and let loose on this music that he has, 25 Bibles on my dress, I'm telling y'all, it is hard. I'm telling you, he is repping hard for the kingdom. And I just thank God for all of y'all that do gospel rap and just gospel music, period, that just rep for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep writing, keep rapping, keep dancing, whatever you're doing for the Lord, just keep on doing it. And so before we click them on, I know it's a lot of more listeners in other countries that never heard of DJ DMD. And so right now he has a clipping of his testimonies from 25 Lighters to the 25 Bibles. And what I'm going to do is play, it's 11 minutes, I'm going to play that testimony. And right after that, the next voice, you will hear him live on this show, and we're just going to go on from there. So this is our brother DJ DMD and his testimony, and we're going to be right back. You're going to hear him live on the show. We'll be back.
What's up, world? My name is Dory Dorsey, also known as DJ DMD. Now, y'all might know my music, but I want to get y'all to know me, the new me. This is my testimony.
Love it, man.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. I got such a pay.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes, sir. Got to get paid.
I grew up in Port Arthur, Texas. I fell in love with hip-hop at the early age of maybe like 12. I've kind of been known as the person that brought hip-hop to Port Arthur. I mean, it did the whole nine. Breakdancing, graffiti, DJing, beatboxing, MCing, producing. We did the whole nine. Ventured into hip-hop production seriously in the early 90s. My big break came in 1994. When I produced three and rapped on one of Port Arthur's group UGK's records. It was an album called Super Tight, and it was my big break. It really put me on the scene. I produced their first single, and it did really well for the guys, and it opened up the doors for me. Shortly thereafter, me and some guys from Port Arthur decided to start a record company ourselves and put records out. In the next 7-8 years, we put out 4 albums. On those 4 albums were what some people call, you know, Southern classics. A song like So Real. And the biggest record of my career was a song called 25 Lighters. It featured Houston rapper Lil Kiki and the late Fat Pat, who's also from Houston. And the record did way, I mean, it was amazing. It was a national success. Me and my crew, we attained a lot of the goals that we had set out when we began making records. During the process of the success of the record and my little music career at the time, I began to partake in all kinds of stuff that I didn't believe in. heavy alcohol use, heavy drug use, you name it, we did it. It led me into some very, very bad places. It negatively impacted my life so much so to where I wound up ruining my home, my high school sweetheart, my two girls, family out in Port Arthur. I disappointed a lot of people in the process. Real proud, stubborn. Nobody could tell me nothing. It's my world. You just in it type stuff, you know. And I wound up getting a divorce. And me and my wife separated. And in the process, it got worse. So while I was experiencing some secular success in music, inside I felt horrible. I felt horrible, so empty. And I remember in 2002, getting ready to start on my fifth album, I realized I had to change. That if I didn't change, I didn't stop certain behavior, that I wouldn't be alive in 6 months. So I decided to get away from Port Arthur, get away from the way I was living. I left my family, I left my friends, I left my business. I built a big studio in Port Arthur, Texas. I left debt, I left money in the bank. I left the promise to music career. All I knew was I was not going to make it if I kept living the way I was living. So I kind of fell off the scene. I mean, I just disappeared. But some kind of way, my name got on the mind of a guy in Houston. He wanted me to run his record company and possibly put a record out on his label. And in the process, I start recommunicating with my wife, who was my then ex-wife. And I noticed that something was different about her. Couldn't put a finger on it. But I know something was different about her. And all I knew was whatever she had, I wanted. February 2003, after still kind of courting my ex-wife, she gave me another chance. And we reconciled in 2003, February 2003. What I didn't know was that at the time, she had rededicated her life months back. So I began going to church with her out here at our church's south location in Houston. And I'm just going to church. I mean, I had never gone to church on my own in my life. But at least, my wife, I wanted what she had. So whatever she had, I wanted. So I'm in Houston. I'm going to church with my wife and my kids and the word of God being sown in my heart. And I tried to act like I wasn't listening, but I was listening. And then in April 18th, 2003, a day that I would never forget. It's Good Friday. I've been watching TV and watching them talk about Jesus all day. And I was tempted later on that evening to do something that I had vowed I wouldn't do since I reconciled with my wife. And I fought it. It was hard. But I didn't succumb. But something happened in that moment. Later on that night, about 10:30, I remember it like it's the back of my hand, man. Staring at the ceiling in my Southwest Side, Beverly Hills Lane apartment on the Southwest Side of Houston, man. I remember hearing a voice, and I'm careful to say stuff like that, but that's what it felt like to me. A voice telling me I had tried everything else, not tried Jesus. Woke up the next morning, went to a store, 99-cent store, picking up some products to clean my apartment. And I saw a 99-cent Bible, paperback. And I picked up my very first Bible. I had never bought a Bible. People had given me Bibles or whatever. And that was the first Bible I ever bought. And I took the little paperback Bible home, and I began reading it. And I ended up in Proverbs, and I saw me. You know, I thought I was smart. I thought I was all that. And it was just like I was getting poked in the stomach. Like, you're not all that. The truth was, I wasn't all that. But I did realize that that book could tell me about me. So I kept reading. And I ended up in John. And then I got confirmation that the voice that I heard was Christ. Because I didn't know that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. that he was the only way that a man could meet the Heavenly Father. That was it. I kept going to church. The very next week, I gave my life over, made a public declaration. Weeks after that, I got baptized. And I just continued to soak in the word. All I could, in order for me to follow Jesus, I read for myself, John 14:21, that if the person, he that is that loves me, has and keeps my commandments. I read that for myself. And I wanted to show Jesus that I loved him. So I had to get that word in me. So it was at that point that I realized, as far as music is concerned, I'm going to just put it on the back burner. But before I knew it, 7 years had passed. And so much had happened in my life, in my walk with the Lord. I gave up music, didn't know what I was going to do. Wasn't concerned about music. I began getting an unction that I need to really consider offering my gift of music to the kingdom of God. I was led to start a company, E5 Entertainment, so I did. Not knowing what we were going to do, I was eventually led to a closet full of master tapes that I owned. And I began to walk that out, trying to figure that out. And it ultimately led me to put the single that I have on the market out right now, which is a remake of my old hit, except this time I flipped it for Jesus. And the name of the song is called 25 Bibles on My Dresser. And I've been working on the song for got to be 12, 13, 14 months. And at first I thought it was corny, you know. I'm a hip-hopper. And the way I used to think was that hip-hoppers don't go backwards. We go forward. We don't do remakes like that or whatever. One man, particularly from Beaumont, called me and he let me know, hey, you know what? You're not in that kingdom anymore. In this kingdom, if it ain't a sin, you could do it. And he really put that on my heart because that's how free I understand the Lord wants me to be. So this whole walk of trying to get this project together has been such a testament of faith. I've watched God bring people, resources, ideals, everything that I needed to put this record out. He provided. So I want to thank you guys, all that have supported the movement. Your guys' support is helping me be able to introduce Christian hip hop on a bigger scale here in Houston, Texas. I'm DJ DMD, and as crazy as it sounds, that's my testimony. Thank you. Salute.
Love it, man.
On my dresser, yes sir, loving the word of God like a Bible professor, not just for sight like a Bible collector, eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change, Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain, took a song I sang and made it a new thing, gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name, DMD I'm back with 25 flows, waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors, 25
All right, that's a little tease, y'all. We finna click him on first before y'all even hear the song because he has the regular mix of the 25 Bibles, and then there is a Texas Legends mashed up remix. So we gonna hear both of those back to back. But right now, I am going to introduce to the whole world those that are listening to our dear brother, gospel recording artist, CEO of E5 Entertainment, and also of this song, the 25 Bibles, is our brother DJ DMD.
What's up, sister? What's going on? Can you hear me?
Oh, my God, I am so excited. I'm sitting over here with the Kool-Aid smile, as they say, going on.
You smiling. I'm grinning ear to ear. Can you hear me? I'm on my cell phone, so I don't know. I'm in the studio right now. So
okay.
Do I need to move?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. A to the man. Man, with an introduction like that, I don't even know how to follow up, sis. Something else, man.
Wow, brother. It's been it's been a few months. It ain't been that long. But I just thank God for you, brother. I'm telling you, 25 Bibles is really rocking the nations. The video is going on too as well, and we just thank God. I got some brothers listening in right now of the Christ Mob, and they checking out the video right now. And
wow.
So I'm like, wow, you know, it's just awesome having you on. So what I'm going to do, I know I introduced you, but I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself, where you calling from, and just tell us, like, what's going on right now, what's going on with 25 Bibles. I know you have a lot to say right now before we even go into the music. So go right ahead as you know, want to go, you know, however you want to go for it.
Amen. Thank you, sis. First of all, shouts out, all glory to Jesus for being our Savior and our King. And shouts out to you, sis. You've been supporting me, my song, ever since you caught wind of it. And I thank you for all that you're doing Christian hip-hop. Right now, I'm in the studio, actually, with DJ Overflow. Yeah, I just had to put him on blast.
Oh,
yeah, he told
there
me he
DJ
was...
Overflow, his sister said, what's up?
Yeah, now he want to be quiet. He don't want to say nothing.
Hey, sister, I owed you a phone call, and I do apologize. My biggest apologies for not calling you back like I should have.
Okay, I know it's been busy. It's been busy. That's all.
Yeah.
You forgiven. You owe me one.
There you go.
I told him I was going to put him on blast for not taking care of you. So he going to get on top of that. But I'm in the studio right now with him. We actually are working on the next single. I've been so busy with kind of like hitting the streets with 25 Bibles. 2012, we put it out, and we put it out on the heels of ZZ Top's remake of 25 Lighters. And I've been playing catch up with the promotion for 25 Bibles ever since they put it out. So at the end of the year, we finally got a chance to do the video that your guys are watching. Video has taken off. It's already almost at 50,000 total views with hardly no promotion. MTV Jams has picked it up. JCTV is playing it. All of the major Christian websites are jamming it. And the buzz is actually just now beginning to hit for 25 Bibles due to people and stations like yourself, sister. Thank you guys very much for keeping on it, giving it a chance.
Yeah.
And people are starting to hear the testimonial and the story. I'm just to give people listening an idea on how big it could be. Throw some prayers up for Tom joining the show, man. They're looking at possibly doing something with the record and my story. So, I mean, that could be amazing. But the record is doing good. Shouts out to everyone who supported by either purchasing the single or the EP, which is on iTunes right now. You can get to it at my site, e5entertainment.com. People that have given donations, and it has fueled what we now have to do is called a 25 Bibles tour. The buzz is building so big down south to where now we're ready to do a little mini tour in the southeast Texas area, hitting 25 churches. That's the goal. We'll probably hit that. And I'll get a chance to testify, tell people about the dangers of the entertainment industry, and be able to minister the gospel. Let them see for themselves what Jesus Christ can do in the life of somebody who submits to him. So, so I'm in the studio working on the next single, which I've been trying to get you guys for the longest, but we had so much has been going on, like you said. South by Southwest Music Conference, one of the biggest conferences in the world, just took place a couple of weeks ago in Austin, so we were invited to do some showcases, be on some Christian hip-hop music panels there. And, I'm just now getting a chance to work on finishing the song. The song is going to be called Closer Than Close, and it's a song that's going to be geared towards encouraging people to either develop a relationship with Christ or to reconnect with Christ because of you know, when we're in the kingdom and we're doing God's work, what he has to do, sometimes we can get really too busy and forget about the first thing, which is maintaining that connection with him. And I think a song like this is going to be very encouraging for people, especially in ministry like yourself, who maybe sometimes we running, doing God's will, and sometimes we forget to how important it is to get in his presence. So
that's true.
Closer than close is going to be a song that I hope blesses the body of Christ and hope wins some souls over to Jesus. And of course, it's going to bang your trunks like 25 lighter bangs your trunks. So
I know that's right.
So that's what
I did. Right.
My wife wanted me to send a shout out because ever since our last conversation, man, you have been on our hearts big time. And we've been praying for you and your ministry. And we thank you for the blessing you gave us after the show last time. And she just wanted to make sure that I said, make sure you tell Sister Johnson that I love her and that I appreciate everything she said the other time. So.
Oh, wow. Let her know that I love her, too. And you know what I'm going to do after the show? I'm going to inbox you my personal number. And that way she can call me. Y'all have my number where y'all can call me at.
Amen. She will be surprised. Boy, amen.
And y'all can call me up and I'll, you know, talk with her. And that, you know, that way we can just keep on, you know, connecting back and forth. Because I know I've been missing y'all too, but it's just been so, like you said, it's been busy. It's been so much stuff going on and the top 12 countdowns going. And then I was sick for a minute. And, you know, it was just so much going on. But I just thank God that we connected back on the air today.
Amen.
And I'm just so excited. I can't wait to play.
Can you tell
the people, the 25 Bibles, the Legends Mashed Up Remix? I get excited every time you talk about ZZ Top. Can we hear a little bit about that?
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I was in the process of right in the middle of working on my song, 25 Bibles, which is a remake of 25 Lighters. And I get called last February from ZZ Top's management saying months earlier they had been in the studio finishing their record, and the legendary producer Rick Rubin gave them the idea to remake my song. And they took a bluesy track, took my words, put it over their song. They liked it, put it on the record. They found me in February, and it was just like, I thought it was a joke. I mean, Top, legendary Hall of Fame, let's call it my home. And it was the truth. So we did, we handled business with it, and it was amazing at the timing of it all, because the court used the money that I made from that to help me finish doing what I did with 25 Bibles. So it's like he knew about it. It's amazing when you think about how God works, man. And they put their song out in May of 2012. It has eventually gone on to rejuvenate careers. Their version of 25 Lighters was on Battleship soundtrack. It's been on Tonight Show. It's been their video is now almost 2-3 million views, and they touring all over the world on the strength of what that song has done for them. And I mean, it's crazy. And the exposure that song has brought me has helped out 25 Bibles tremendously. So it's amazing. All glory goes to God. He'll provide provision for the vision. He knew I needed some help. He got me some help, and it's amazing to watch God's word comes to life in situations like that. Much shout out to shout out to ZZ Top. I know this is a Christian program, gospel program, but
ain't nothing wrong with the shout out.
They didn't have to do what they did, you know what I'm saying? And so I just wanted to thank them, shout them out, and just testify to the to the goodness, when you are obeying God's instruction for your life, the principle that he has provision for your vision, for his vision for your life, is true. And all I did was start taking steps in a direction, and he began to give me the people and the resources and everything I needed to put 25 Bibles out and to start by entertainment. So what a story, huh?
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? You said something, brother, that really brought beyond a Kool-Aid smile, for real. You just said something to me. You just said something just now. You said, I want to give a shout-out to ZZ Top. And you said, I know this is a Christian station. And you know what? That really let me know that you're real. See what I'm saying? And I'm serious. You really got your sister over here excited. And I'm about to say something to some people out there, and some people might not like it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care. They know what they can do. They can click it off. But what I want to say, brother, my hat goes to you, and you even have more respect for me than ever before. And the reason why I said that, because there are a lot of Christians that forget where they come from. There are a lot of Christians that feel like they so holy than thou, just they couldn't even done what you just did. You see what I'm saying? They figure like, oh, wow, oh, he gave a shout-out to ZZ Top, or they gave a shout-out to Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? We have to show love. Am I right? We have to show love and kindness. That's what draws people. Ain't nobody that anointed that they can't give a shout-out to ZZ Top or to Mary J. Blige or to, you know what I'm saying? Because
yes,
these are souls. And these are still yet our brothers and sisters, and they still belong to God. You know what I'm saying? So I thank God when you said that. That's why when you said, I know it's a Christian station, I don't know if you heard me, but I kept yelling. I said, go ahead and give them a shout out. I know that's right, because I don't get like that. But there are people. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as we grow in Christ, as we grow in knowledge of the word, walking it out ourselves, we really do find out the importance of grace and mercy. And ultimately I've learned just by walking out word is that God ultimately wants us to not have barriers between humans. And even though some people haven't come to him or may not come to him, I'm supposed to be the extension of Jesus to everybody that I come across. So he's able to use anybody to bless me. And I can't, to bless me to do his work. That's what I want to say. And he used those guys to bless me to do his work. And in every call, they do a shout out. Praise God.
I know that's right. That's what I'm saying. And I'm giving him, an angel on deck is giving ZZ Top a shout out too. Hello. For real. I'm serious. We have to have that kind of mind. That's just like saying if I'm out of town somewhere and I see Mary J. Blige or see Snoop or whoever, I'm going to speak and I'll break bread. I sit down at the same table and eat right with them. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to say the same talk, but I mean, I can still sit and show love. And you know what I don't understand, brother, and I'm going to go ahead to the song. What I don't understand is how some of the saints can look down on a lot of people that's not saying that they are Christians, but they can hang with their family members that's doing all kind of junk. You understand what I'm saying? They hang around people in the church that is still dealing with filth, but yet you're frowning up on the next person. Somebody got it twisted. I'm serious, and I hope they get untwisted.
Amen.
So
we want to pray for those people. We want to pray for those people. And I'm very careful when I handle issues like this because profession Christians, they are. I mean, I don't know anybody's salvation. I don't know if anybody's going. But if somebody is professing the name of Jesus, I have to kind of like pay for what he said. So if someone who's professing Jesus is acting self-righteous like that, I always want to encourage them and let them know that self-righteousness is probably one of the gods. That's one of his biggest. He don't like that at all, And holding up your nose, thinking you're better than somebody else, that really reveals insecurity and a lack of faith, because the word God tells us we've all fallen short of the glory of God.
Right.
And bottom line, people that act like that ultimately are just a little lacking in Bible knowledge. And if they walk more worked out and let the Holy Spirit show them how flawed they are, then you never have to, you never want to put your nose up against anybody. So I know how messed up I am, sister. So I can't put my, I can't put my nose up against someone.
I know that's right. You right about that, and I know I can't do that either. If I did that, I might as well be looking at myself funny or cross-eyed or something. So,
let's pray for those people, because we need them to grow up further in the Lord so we can get more soldiers of love, mercy, and grace out here so we could be an impact to the lost generation.
That's right. And that's what my prayer is too, brother, is for those that do. That's why I said not everybody now. You got some Christians that are, you know, that are living and doing the love what God said we're supposed to have, you know. But then, like you said, there's some that don't. But we praying for them that they will come into the knowledge. And I just pray every day. I'm serious. It's a cry out so bad, you know, for a lot of the artists that's out there in the circular. I just pray, and I always say that if God can save and change me from a hot mess to be a blessing, then I know that he could. See, I can only speak for myself, and I know Tanya was a hot mess, for real, and if he can save me, my God, I can't look down on nobody. He can save them. I don't care what you're doing. He can save them. And I always use that a lot when I speak to people. I always use Tanya as an example because I know Tanya's life. You know what I'm saying? I know what I've done and what I've overcame and what my issues are even now, because we all have issues. You know,
ma'am,
we have some issues and some things we go through and we know we got to get rid of. See, I just speak real. I'm real about it. And
well,
so I just thank God. I thank God.
We're growing. Until we depart from this earth this time, we're going to be growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's just a part of your story, part of my story. And the beautiful thing about Christ is he frees us up to be transparent with that stuff. And it's empowering. And the world wants to see more people like yourself, Sister Tanya, willing to admit their flaws, and willing to say, hey, man, Jesus is the one who's got me this far. He can do the same thing for you. That's all God wants.
That's right. And you know what? And I thank him for this ministry, and I thank him for your ministry. And I just thank him for brothers and sisters that are real. You know what I'm saying? Because you have a lot of people that hide behind, and they feel like, I have arrived. I'm so anointed. You know, that I drink out of stained glasses and I just wear these huge crosses and nothing is wrong with me. And I have a problem with that. But when you can find somebody to say, I am anointed, but Lord, I know I need your help. I still need more help. I still need more deliverance. I still need more help with myself, being delivered from myself, and to see you more than to see myself. And that's the prayers that I pray every day. Sometimes, have you ever got like this, brother, where you just sometimes you go through so much storms that you complain, or maybe you think a certain way, and sometimes you get mad at yourself, and you be wanting to say, self, shut up, and just sit back and let God do what he's going to do. Have you ever got to that point in your life at one time, like you just got tired of yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been walking with the Lord come April 18, 2013. It'll be 10 years for me. And this 10 years is, I mean, I love it. But the growing process comes with pain. In order to grow, you got to have a little bit of pain. And some of that pain is inflicted from others, in which the Bible tells us to warn us and prepares us for that. Other pain comes from inside by just realizing how foolish and how far I still got to go. I mean, so Yeah, I mean, I'm in one of them seasons right now. God is dealing with me in a particular area. You know, you need to work on it, watch your mouth or whatever, you know, and you're finding myself slipping, tripping, and I'm like, why can't I get that? Why can't I get that? And that's one of them seasons where I'm learning how to turn certain aspects of my life over to him fully. And that's how we get conformed to the image of Christ. One area of our life at a time, one area. We ain't never going to get it all. Once you get saved and come into the kingdom of God, God ain't expecting you to be perfect. You still got a lot of work to do. And as we grow and get closer and allow the sanctification process to work itself in us, I mean, being able to say, shout out to ZZ Top becomes really, 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 really easy. So I got a long way to go, and it's glad to know that you believe you got a long way to go. That's why we're related.
Especially, brother, in this faith walk, because I've been going through some storms. I'm in a hurricane right now. It's a wonder that y'all don't hear the wind blowing. it's that strong. And it seemed like I'm going from one storm to another one. And it was just like last night, I was laying in my bed, and this might encourage somebody. And you know what I did? I cried, and I said, God, I'm tired of this. Now I'm going from this storm to this storm. What is going on? He said, your faith got to come up. And until it come up, you're going to keep going through. Because God's trying to pull that. It's faith. You see what I'm saying? And that hurt it. That really got me. I felt like a little 3-year-old popping in the corner. For real. I said, oh, my God, God, get us to where we just small. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I was so honored to hear that, to know, Tanya, you're going to have to do better in these storms because, you know what I'm saying, because in Christ we're going to be all right. And he let us know that when we go through, he is there with us. And it seemed like I hit my head all the time. See, I can admit that. Some people can't be bold enough and admit that. That's how I know God really blesses. He will bless even the more when we come honest with ourselves. And I just laid in that bed, brother, just full of tears, pouting like a little kid, and I said, now I see why I'm going from this to that, because my faith temperature got to rise up a little bit better than what it is. You know, but I thank God, and I'm saying this in the open, because it's a whole lot of people listening in now that's going through storms and their faith need to come up. So I think hearing this, even hearing me say it again, is encouraging myself once again to know that in these storms we have to have faith and know that in it, God has not forgotten us, because that came out of my mouth. Lord don't care. He don't really get this. You know, you complain. But we have to look at it like this. It matures us when we go through. And it takes us to the next level. And that's what I think. And it also teaches us to go through and know who he is. And then we can share that to someone else. So I thank God for that, brother. I thank God for that. And
2010 was my seventh year walking with the Lord. And it was literally the worst year of my adult life. 2010. Wow. The year that I started B5 Entertainment, I mean, God gave me the ideal to start E5 Entertainment in the middle of the worst year of my life. And I didn't understand it at the time. But what that year taught me was how much, and this could encourage you, sister, all God really wants us to do is to help us grow in believing more and more of his word. And in 2010, I had to hold on to some. I had to learn how to hold some promises, meditate on them, roll them through my head till I believed them and walked through that storm, and I watched his word come to pass. He says he was going to deal with some issues. He dealt with them. But I had to learn how to be faithful to his word. I had to learn how to be patient in the storm. I had to learn how to tap into his grace, because it is efficient for us, you know. And so every storm, every trial, the Bible says it in James that count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, trials, and tests, knowing the testing of your faith, that is teaching us about patience, to being patient and understand his faithfulness. And praise God for your story. I'll be in agreement for whatever it is you need. God will bless you. so that at the other end you have another bit of to add to your testimony to bless our sister.
Yes, amen. I'm looking forward to sharing that testimony. I told my aunt today. I said God must really seem to be doing something. He got to have. I said something huge prepared right around the corner for me. Cause I'm telling you, brother, for the last 2 months, I mean, I just been going. Nobody could tell because I don't talk about it, what I'm going through, and I'm still doing the radio despite on how I feel and what's going on in front of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm still pressing my way and letting that devil get locked, y'all, and let him know that, you know, despite of how I feel, I still have to do this radio. I still have to go forth in this ministry regardless on what Tanya feel, because I know it's not about me. It's about God. It's about his soul. And I know with my pressing, God is going to release the blessing. And so, you know, I just thank him for that. And it's just like it went from I thought it was going to be all right last week to yesterday. I heard some bad news. I'm serious. That just took me back to where I was again, but worse. Seriously, in the situation that I'm going through, please keep me in prayer, because I'm telling you, I told the people, I said, I done went from a rain to a tornado to now I'm in a blizzard. I was in a blizzard. I said, now I'm in a hurricane. And I said, ain't no telling what else is going on. But still, I'm grabbing on to joy, brother, in this, seriously. And it hurts. Oh, I ain't going to lie. I feel like I've been cut up and poured acid on. That's how I feel.
I can't wait to say it, bro.
Okay. I can't wait because I know it's around the corner. And
but
I know that devil wants me to miss out, and he wants me to give up and, you know, not receive it, but he's a lying wonder. And I'm going to keep on until I can't keep on no more. And that will be my breath leaving the earth. And we know that ain't no time because the time is not even near finished yet.
We having church on the radio, man.
Say that again?
I said we having church on the radio. You got me happy.
Yeah, I know.
In this.
We did this the last time. We did this the last time. We ended up talking, but you know what? That is so good. That's what I love about you, brother, because some artists, you know, they just get on direct, they done. But and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But you, out of all the interviews I have ever done, I'm being honest, you are the only one besides a couple of other brothers there in Los Angeles have gotten on, and I mean been on for like an hour or a little, and because I was not only playing their music, but we got to talking just like me and you are now. We was talking on different topics, and you just don't know how many people listening in to this that are leaving me messages. I'm hearing you. And I'm talking, but I'm typing on the Twitter and the Facebook and the email.
Oh,
people are even messages saying what we are talking about is blessing them. And that's what it's about.
Can I get a shout out?
Of the interview, but it's about what you speak. It helps the people.
That's koinonia. That's communion with God in the middle of it. And that, but I guess that's why I love having a conversation with you. Can I give the listeners a shout-out before we head into some music?
Okay, go right ahead.
I mean, first of all, everybody listening to Angel on Deck, man, thank you guys for supporting Sister Johnson. Thank you guys for supporting gospel music. Thank you guys for supporting Christian hip-hop. And thank you guys for any support and love and appreciation for DMD and 25 Bibles on My Dresser. Me and everybody at 5 Entertainment, we thank you guys. Please continue supporting Sister Johnson. She is a light in a dark industry. So, and Overflow says, shout out to you too.
All right, tell DJ Overflow I said shouts out back to him. And so
I'm in the studio. I really got to get to work.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I just say I love you? I love you.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
take the rest of the show and do your thing. We'll tally up another time, maybe in the next month or so. I'll call you and see if I can get on the air and debut my new single with you. You want to debut the new single?
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Yes, hit me with it. Everybody know when they first come out with it, they send it to me, and I play it. So that'll be good. And I'm going to inbox you after the show, my phone number, so you and Sis can call me. And like I said, you go ahead and do your thing. I love you too, brother. And I'm going to play the 25 Bibles. I'm going to do both versions so everybody can hear that. But you go right ahead, and I just thank God for you being on with us tonight.
No, thank you, sister. Thank you for all that you're doing for the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. I love you. I look forward to talking to you again. And be on the lookout, everybody listening. That's Sister Tanya Johnson from the Angels on Deck Show. The Angel on Deck Show, I'm sorry. She's going to be the first.
Anyway.
She's going to be the first one to play Closer Than Close when it's done. And I got my word on that. So you're going to be the first one to play it. When I get out of the studio, I'm going to make sure you get it first. So
All right, make sure I get that, and I will, seriously, I will play it.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Love you.
All right, love you too, bro.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. We thank God for our brother, DJ DMD. I thank God for him even taking that time to call in this long, being in the studio. But the music still going to rock, even by him in the studio. But we thank God. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's just, oh, my God, it's just awesome. I'm telling you, we thank God again. We're going to hear some Christ Mob in a minute, right after we hear DJ DMD. I'm telling you, this is just awesome. So right now we got 25 Bibles. I'm finna play the first original version. And then right after that, remember y'all heard him talk about ZZ Top putting some Texas style to it. And then you're going to hear that right after that. It's the same song, but one is a regular version. The other one is the Texas Legends mashed up remix. And then right after that, I'm going to introduce Ace the Riddler and the Christ Mob fam. We will be back.
Let's have some fun.
Love it.
Hey, what y'all watch?
You watching your video, Dan.
Oh, really?
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
Going back to the future, y'all. Check it. Check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Loving the Word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DMD, I'm back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles, to get us like a Billy Gunn, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized the classic 25 lighters. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, smashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bought by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. Go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God and repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got
yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. To the good book, trying to tell the hoods in the hood, it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man, gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't Kicker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25, 25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real.
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
Yo, this is DJ Overflow.
Love it, man.
And you are now listening to a Texas legend.
Love it, man.
Mash up remix.
Love it, man.
G's in PA.
That's
right. G's in the city.
Come on.
G's in the south, so real.
So real.
G's in PA.
Come on.
G's in the city.
Woo.
G's in the south, so real. To the future, y'all. Check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser,
yes sir.
Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DM back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles. It get us like a Billy Gun, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized a classic 25 Bibles. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ. Mashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life. But just know that my soul's not attached to a fight. Bumped by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running. But he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God and repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir.
got to get some. I represent PA, trying to point you to the good book. Trying to tell the hoods in the hood is a good look. Let the word guide me. Gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword. Now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me. Don't you deny me. Get the word inside me. Use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man. Gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier. Fight for Jehovah. Same pick of JC, thought I told you. He's my provider. Let the word shield me. Protect me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
Love it, man.
That's how we do it. DMD, Young Bizzle, King Jesus, Third Coast. So real. G's in PA. G's in the city. G's in the South. So real.
All right. 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. All right. I get so excited when I hear that. Oh, my God. You know what I'm going to do, y'all? Before we bring... Ace the Riddler featuring Muro and Quest Mass in the song Who Is You, and then we're going to hear a song of the Christ Mob, and then scripture right after that, right before we hear them, okay? I'm going to throw some mix on right quick. Let's loosen up a little bit, okay? But we thank God for our brother, DJ DMD. I'm telling you, you talking about awesome, man of God. It's just awesome. And I just thank God for his life. I thank God for his testimony. And believe me, when that song come out, what he was saying about get closer than close, I'm telling you, I will bang it up on here, flat out. So right now we got... I just thank God. We got a great song from a great brother. It's a mix. And I want to play it. It's 6 minutes. And right after that, we're going to go straight into Who Is You featuring Muro and Quest Master by brother Ace the Riddler. I'm telling you, when I heard that, I was like, y'all better say it. For real, Muro, he put it on us. And that he went off into his little language. I was like, all right. We thank God for Uganda tonight. That's where Muro is at, Uganda. And I'm telling you, I told Ace, this is a small world, because when he told me he had a song with Muro, I'm like, wait a minute. You know I know him. And it just went off of there, and I connected back with Muro, and Muro had called me the other day, and we chopped it up for a minute. And then, you know, we was talking, and I just told him, you know, this is just a small world. So I just thank God, you know, for divine connecting. And so right now, before we go to Ace the Riddler and fam, I'm just going to say fam because scripture, Christ, Mob, all of them is together. So before we get to them, let's get with our brother DJ Reggie Reg. I want to give him a shout out right now. It's just awesome what God is doing. And so, so we just thank God for DJ Reggie Reg right here in Detroit. Yes. Looking for you, Mick. And then we're going to come right back.
Thank you.
night was y'all jamming? I know I was. I'm telling you. Thought I had to bring the Beach Street stuff back. Woo! I'm telling you. My God. I don't want y'all to hear me smacking over here. Eating some candy. Get my little sugar buzz going on tonight. But we thank God for that great I'm Looking For You music mix, DJ Reggie Red. Yes. We want to say God bless you, brother, for real. And so we just thank the Lord. And we just thank God. And, you know, it's so funny, right? I have to share this real quick, for real, because it, like, just happened. But I thank God for giving you wisdom on how to say certain things, right? For real. I'm telling you, it was somebody that, you know, left the message. And it's crazy, you know, and the message was, I'm telling you, the message was crazy, for real. And listening to what was said, you know, I was playing it off, trying to ignore. And then they said something again. And then I didn't say anything, and I'm still trying to, you know, do the radio thing and post up different postings and different stuff. And I'm, like, tripping out because what was being stated, right? And then I felt myself getting, like, angry about it because I have told this person time and time again, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, don't want to be bothered, right? So, seriously, and so next thing I know, they was saying something, and I just started typing up in different languages, just different, and I knew it was going to confuse them and throw them off, and they got thrown off, and they just said, good day, sorry. I was rolling for real. I don't even know what I said. I had to share that because it was just funny to the mug to me, for real. For real. On this show, I always tell y'all, you know, it's never a dead show. I'm going to say something to make you laugh or make myself laugh so you can laugh. I don't know, but it's crazy. And so we just thank God. I'm telling you, it was just funny to me because I just started typing up all kind of letters, right? I ain't know what was happening. And I'm just typing it up, and I guess they thought maybe it was something that didn't sound too well. So they just was like, all right, sorry, have a good night. And I just started rolling for real. It was just funny. So maybe y'all need to try that on their Facebook. Somebody say so. Just start typing up all kind of stuff. I'm telling you, that'll get them, like, kick rocks for real. So I know y'all like this, sister. It's crazy for real. But I just thank God, you know, for everything that, you know, he is doing and how he is just making waves out of no way for real. And so right now I want to give a shout out to everybody that is still listening in to this program. You know, we just thank God for you listening in. And we pray that tonight you are really being blessed by this music. And by the testimony and by everything that, you know what I'm saying, that you heard, we just, you know, we pray that, you know, that you are being blessed by this, you know. So, in saying that, I'm telling you this great song that's coming up next is awesome. I'm telling you it is awesome. And I am just so excited about, you know, playing it right now tonight. This is Ace the Rizzo of Christ Mob. And the name of the song is Who Is You, featuring Quest, Mass, and Muro. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. So we just thank God for this great, song here. And I want to just give a shout-out to all of our family that make up of Christ Mob on tonight. To all of y'all, I want to say God bless And then right after we hear this song, we going straight up into the song called Hater, featuring Ace the Riddler, Jay Scripture. I'm telling you, I like that name, Jay Scripture. You like, turn to the scripture on the day, not scripture. Yes, today's topic comes from the scripture. I'm going to have to use that. Can't say no scripture, but say scripture. I like that. That's sweet, though, you know, for real. But we thank God, like I said, for what he is doing in our lives. And I thank him for y'all life on tonight. I really do. I thank him for what he is doing and how he is steady yet, you know, moving by his spirit all around the world. God is doing it, and he is doing it all over. And he don't have to forgive me at all. By doing his, and that's what I love about the Lord, because he ain't just present in Detroit. He ain't just present in Chicago, but he's over even in Egypt, you know, somewhere. He over in London. He's over in Germany. You know what I'm saying? He's everywhere. And I just thank God for what he's doing. And so that's why I'm running my mouth right now, because I'm trying to post up something real quick, you know, while I'm getting this ready. But we thank the Lord, like I said. So, once again, deep thank God bless you, hon. We thank God for you and our family there in Zambia. God bless you tonight. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to play a song tonight, y'all, from one of the brothers in Zambia. Honest to God, when you hear it, it's going to sound like Jodeci was backing him up flat out, and they was not there. For real, it's called He'll Never Let Me Down by D2S there in Zambia. And I'm telling you, it's an awesome song. It sounds just like Jodeci. I had him laughing when I told him that. I said, was Jodeci featured on that song? For real. Right now, we're going to Who Is You? Ace the Riddler featuring Muro and Quest Mac, and we will be back.
This is the name.
Yeah, you know the business, sir. Yeah, you know the business, sir.
Welcome to
AnimeLay.com. Who you think you are? 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 You know you think you are. Who you think you are? 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 Call it self-right.
Ain't no division in the church.
Why you acting self-right?
Who you think you is?
I call it self-right.
Ain't no division in the church.
Why you acting self-right?
Who you think you is?
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 Cleaning up, holding up money, cars, jewels, sabunets, silver, houses, na machaka. You ripping through the charts. Never mule swabo yamba, never test swabo yamba. You ripping preaching church. Holding up asha mukanita, holding up mukuwa naga, holding up msiza mukanita. Nebo ba choi na fitu, mumuti mago choi na choli. I'm living richer in Christ. You better know that. Change your life for me, get out of the light. Let Christ be the light and not money the light. Let Christ be the light and not money the light.
Who you think you are?
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 I call it self-right.
No division in the church.
Why you acting self-right?
Who you think you are?
I call it self-right.
No division in the church.
Why you acting self-right?
Who you think you are?
fake baby Jesus wannabe. My Bible like a gun to me. Live life more like the sun than demons. Practice what you preach about. Be an inspiration. You wanna be like Jesus Christ, but won't be a demonstration. Your life is time you wasting. Finalize the mind of Christ or die without salvation. You must think you John the Baptist, apostolic, anonymous. Detox Catholicism, idolatry is sin. Try to be the deacon, but your middle name is creeping. Try to be the pastor and the max. Call him master, master of deception. Jesus didn't die so you can get rich and look down at everybody that don't drive a Lexus.
Jesus didn't die so you can get rich and look down at everybody.
Who you think you
who you think you is?
I call it self-right.
Ain't no division in the church.
Why you acting self-right?
Who you think you is?
I call it self-right.
Ain't no division in the church.
Why you acting self-right?
Who you think you is?
Who you think you is?
Ready to rouse, spreading church beer? Why you out there front fingers? Did you wade in the water? What's all this with a deaconess? A fresh gift led by the rocking in the bed. Ahead, the pastor joins in, such as this. Let's be friends, playing in the deck. Wanna know how I know it's posted on the darn internet? Need to check yourself. Isaiah 43:19. God's doing a new thing by exposing these things. The battle just begun. Haters better run. Godfather and son better roll like the Philippians. 3-1. Rejoices them.
Viewer discretion is advised.
I let these haters keep hating.
I'ma grind for Christ till I'm 6 feet. Yeah. If the devil want problems, he know who to see. If he want beef, carnival right now. I take this in serious, homie, so I don't sleep. Got that Bible in my diet, that be what I eat. I eat word, live verse, spit six, where it's absurd. Word of Christ, homie, what I heard. Sick of haters on a mission, tryna take mine. Watch me get a little something like a piece of mine. But it's good, they can hate, I'ma still shine. Like a spotlight on Broadway at night. Yeah, see it's Christ who I rep, homie. To the
death, homie.
116, homie. So please continue doing what you do. I'ma keep my faith impressed through the hate you threw.
Hey, yo, Mark, I holler at them boys.
Like my llama, homie, got it on me everywhere. They wanna know the truth, but yet they can't stand it. Listen to these Peter Pan rappers, they ain't cracking asses. Christ out to play the masses. We need to grow the body, show the truth to all. Send the walls down and show somebody. I'm sick of church folk. We need to grow more. Ain't no division in the kingdom, so why we denominate the people? I'm nominating Jesus. Every knee shall bow down. Take the gospel to the block, Sacramento to Chi-Town. Hella goons with me. We out here in the turf. If you want it, you got it. Get the God for the turf.
I let these haters keep hating.
Support me. The ride, if you ride it. Your fakers ignore me. It's time to be mine.
If you're getting in my own,
taking up, take, taking up,
That was the jam. I don't know about y'all, but that rocked for real. Wow, we thank God. J Scripture, Ace the River, Muro. I'm telling y'all, we thank God. I'm telling you, our brother Quest. Oh, wow. I'm telling y'all, the whole Christ mob, God bless y'all on tonight. Now we finna really let loose right now, and we gonna be right back.
Difference is a priceless inside you. What happens after this life is what I really think of. When you die, you can't take the floor that you be sleeping on. So I live with a conscious state of mind. GD, growth and development for God's people to be redeemed. Yeah, I love y'all. I got work on the block at this gospel rap package stuff like it was crack rock. I'm in a trap spot every day. I call it the avenue from the Wild Hunters to the main, East Chicago to Sacramento.
I only made it this far, 'cause you carried me, and the power of your love and grace, mercy, said it always seems to find its way to me. So now I lift my hands and surrender all. You're the only one that can catch me whenever I fall.
I like his style. My God, I thank God for that. That's awesome. So once again, that was Blind Man of T.C. Clay. God bless you, brother. We thank God for you. And so now we're going into Zambia. Yes, we finna bring you some Zambia. We have Mag 44 with Kenny Rock and Pompey. And I'm telling you, this is my jam right here, and we'll be right back.
Monga mafrizi titi machilinga, monga tamenya ka baby chima lila, monga Nelson Mandela chima diva. Hii ndiye life ya life ya mabiliva. Kunsa wakalijo batiziva, chili monga zesko load shedi ntima zimia. Hey, monga mapomo tima dimba, sindine na katindi bati ine ni mawina. Hey, uzani uza vichani iwe. Hey, uzani uza vichani iwe. Hey, uzani uza vichani, ndine mwana wa mulungu, every day is a party. Hey, monga ni likeji niziva ansa, monga ni bikini ni nawina kudala. Yesu ni mukulu kulibe kushansha, you boys like the South African team, dimwe bafana. Matipela maningi, siti misiani, monga muli na ngongole, wezani. Hey, no sticker with the Bacardi, it's a Holy Ghost high, every day is a
all
party.
All my people in the station, go put your hands up, if you got a question, Jesus is the answer. Got the place popping like lighting off a hanger. Music breaking walls, got the spirit of a Samson.
Hey, Uzani Uza Bichani, you hey, Uzani Uza Bichani, you hey, Uzani Uza Bichani, didn't wanna want more than every day is a party, hey. Like footballs, I we're kicking it. To Dilly Dilly or Patron, we ain't sipping it. I can't hear what you're saying like gibberish. Say you got beef or all I see sickening. LG couldn't define how my life's good. No matter if I got the bling or the tight look. Keep reading that word like replay. No sweat, but it's a time now.
All my people in the station, go put your hands up. If you got a question, Jesus is the answer. Got the place popping like lighting off a hanger. Music breaking walls, got the spirit of a Samson.
Hey, Uzani Uza Bichani, you hey, Uzani Uza Bichani, you hey, Uzani Uza Bichani, you
mana wa mulungu, every day is a party, ay.
Right. Talo ima zinguluka zuba, zuba sima zinguluka talo. So we at the center of the rivals, cause we the reflection of the genuine model. More brighter than a Hollywood idol. This is it in a paki wa mu Bible. New mind, nanzeluzi na chinja, kananjira ya minga, ujake paka binga.
Go put your hands up, if you got a question, Jesus is the answer. Got the place popping like landing off a handgun. Music breaking walls cause the spirit of the same thing. Hey, wuzani wuzabu tani iwe. Hey, wuzani wuzabu tani.
Imagine the God who has the universe in the palm of his hand. The same God wants to live in you.
There's nobody.
Council of Greetings.
There's nobody. Nobody like you, Jehovah. Awe Dagwaba.
Kabumba wa miulune chalo. Ewu tupelo mwe wona mapalo. Impili nempanga, shilumba nyalesa nensansa. Ewa inika nentanda, akasubano mwe shishaka panga. Emishishipa mutwe alipenda, takwa wana umbinga emwe mwelesa.
Awe takwa kawe.
Nishimwitwa paka kala nikatebebe uwa mushilo imwe nikapeka pe mwine lubansa. He's so beautiful beka chilolo wa mutende takwaba na umbinga imwe
awe takwaba awe takwaba na umbinga imwe.
Everybody heard of Jesus, but not everyone's a believer, cause we will do whatever he says that we must. Imagine the creator of everything, loves you with everything. All you have to do is give him your life, cause you ain't got nothing if you ain't got Christ.
Nobody, nobody, Jesus. I wish that was. No, we can't wait. I wish that was. Now we can't wait.
Never let me down, present help all is around. You all is lifting me, I'm taking me to higher ground. Oh Lord, I'm blessed to have you, living life so sound. Knowing that you're covering me, something like insurance. You all is cheering me, and you give me rest assurance that you're hearing me, and your words the best assurance. Ain't no fear in me, I'm confident you got my back. You never disappoint, so I praise you on my track. You are my shepherd, I am sure I will never lack. Forever trusting you, and don't you, I'm forever back. You never sleep, keeping watch, Rolex. I'm daily changed by your love, Forex. I love the fact that we in love, soulmates. The magnitude of our love, so great. Can count on you for anything, whenever. I know I'll never fall, cause you're holding me forever. Like a number on a jersey, I'm free from the curses to mercy. Praise you cause you're coming through, you are worthy. Guiding me in all I do, you with me. I built my house in you, on the ground is sinking sand. For this some cold crazy, they don't understand that you're the trustworthy God and you got my hand. No need to worry when I'm challenged cause you got a plan. You've been exhibiting your love from the ancients. Show your grace, son, you show me pure patience. My heart is full of joy, knowing you are patient. What more can a human being really ask for? And God so caring, all it's asked for. His people who is sent and sent to die for. You never let me down, so I run the track for.
The pillar, you're the strength that I always lean on to. You are the hope, you are the light, you are the staff I lean on. Oh my Jesus, what can I do without you, without you, without you? What can I do without you? Nothing. Oh, I can lean on you.
I'm telling you, that is my jam. Carl, he'll never let you down. But I'm telling you, I told him before when I first heard that song last year, I said, that sound like Jodeci. Jodeci is in Africa. I couldn't believe it. I'm telling you, them brothers know they got it going on there. I'm telling you, we just thank God for all of you. We're going to be on tomorrow morning. okay? I'm going to be posting up the links, but we will be on tomorrow morning. However, we will not be on tomorrow night. I don't think so. Let me think. No, we won't be on tomorrow night, but we will be on tomorrow morning. Links will be posted, so y'all stay tuned, okay? All right. All right, now. So we thank God. Now, to my brother Jay Scripture, we got to get our little talk on tonight on the Facebook. What movie is next? Ooh, I'm telling y'all, this is so funny. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to go off with our brother there in Ghana. I love this brother here. I'm telling you, he know he be playing the instruments. And it's called I Wanna Be. And just know that God loves you. And the angel on deck, angel of melody, loves you too. And we out with this great tune here. I Wanna Be by Aurora.